Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services has reversed course on plans for new shelters for unaccompanied migrant children. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
HHS and its Office of Refugee Resettlement say they are caring for more immigrant children without parents or guardians in the U.S. to care for them than they ever have in agency history. That's why a few months ago, they asked for proposals for new shelters in Georgia, Texas, and Arizona that would have opened next year. But in response to two open records requests by GPB for details on proposed facilities, HHS says plans for Georgia shelters have now been scrapped. No reason for the change was given, and it's unclear if plans in Texas and Arizona are still moving forward. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Lawyers for the state of Georgia say the state's new abortion law is constitutional and should be allowed to take effect on January 1st. In court filings Monday, state attorneys asked a federal judge to reject requests to delay the law while litigation is pending. Lawyers with the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights filed a constitutional challenge of the law in June. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. It allows for limited exceptions. Lawyers for the state argued that the law advances the state's, quote, interest in protecting unborn human lives. Police say an escaped Georgia inmate may have killed a Florida man whose body was discovered this morning. The AJC reporting 34-year-old Michael Smith is still on the run. Smith went missing last week from Clayton County Transitional Center. U.S. Marshals say he's likely behind the murder of an unidentified 30-year-old man in Central Florida. Police say Smith has ties to the LaGrange, Georgia area. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.